We're joined now by John Carney, who directed Once, and his stars, Glenn Hansard and Markéta Irglova. Hansard is the lead singer of the Irish band The Frames, and Irglova is a multi-instrumentalist and singer who was only 17 when the movie was made. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going well, thank you. It's a charming film.
Thanks very much.
John Carney, did you watch a lot of Hollywood movie musicals growing up?
Actually, I did, and it's nice that you might have noticed that from this very different film. I did. I mean, I could sing for you if you want the whole kind of score of Guys and Dolls or Singing in the Rain. And I won't, don't worry. But yeah, exactly. I love that whole kind of Sunday afternoon matinee thing of being able to, you know, pick up Guys and Dolls halfway through the plot just because you like the songs and, oh, you know, Adelaide and... You know, and you get hooked into the film and you watch it again, even though you know the plot. And I love the idea that, you know, musicals can stand up to kind of repeat viewings. They're more like albums. They're more like something you stick in your CD player because you want to hear such and such a song. And then it's an hour later, you've listened to the whole album, you know. So, and I thought a musical was a really interesting way to have characters that communicate more through songwriting and music than, you know, 10 pages of dialogue.
These characters that you've chosen are not professional actors. They're professional musicians, they're creators, they're artists, but why did you decide not to cast actors?
Well, actually, it's funny. It's a kind of, a decision that kind of happened quite late into pre-production in the film. Initially, I had thought that I would get, you know, somebody like, for example, Cillian Murphy, who's a friend of mine, who's also a very good singer. But as I went on into kind of writing the script and hearing some tunes that Glenn had been writing for the film, it kind of became clear to me that rather than getting a very good actor who could kind of half sing, that I would get a very good singer that could half act. No offense to Glenn, who ended up very, you know, full acting in the end, you know, being fantastic. And
thanks very much.
Yeah.
When your mind's made up, when your mind's made up, there's no point trying to change it. When your mind's made up. When
your Glenn, your guy is a Hoover repairman by day, living with his old dad above their vacuum cleaner repair shop. Yeah. And when Markéta comes along, the girl, she starts to immediately question you and nudge at you and get under your skin.
Yeah, to be honest, I found that very exhilarating. You know, this guy who lives with his dad, who kind of should have gone to London with his girlfriend and grown up. I mean, he's in his mid-30s, you know, and his girlfriend just couldn't hang around Dublin anymore. She just wanted to go and do her thing. You know, he's basically just kind of living this life where he's kind of upset, you know, and he's singing for the first time in his life. He's writing songs, you know, and he's kind of singing these songs in the evening. And just like out of the blue, this girl arrives and is like, "Who did you write this song for?" And he's like, for the first time, he has to answer, like, what do you mean? And it's almost like she just bullies her way straight in. And almost it likes the way it is with strangers sometimes. Sometimes a stranger can look at you and see exactly what your problem is. And she gives him the courage. She just, and that's all it is in life sometimes. All we need sometimes is just that little push.
Markéta, you're only 19 and you still live in the Czech Republic. You come off as a self-possessed young woman, rather quiet, in the film. I'd like to know, is that you? Is that you that we're seeing, or did you try to be somebody else?
Well, I think that part is quite close to me, yeah. There's things about the character that aren't me at all. I know I'm only 19, and so it's kind of hard to get into the whole subject of whether I'm a self-possessed woman or not. I guess that's for other people to judge, but I'm just myself, I guess. And me and Glenn have been friends for a long time now, and so I guess what you're seeing a lot of the times is our true friendship.
Take this.
John, isn't this film also about the process of creating music, which all three of you know a lot about? I mean, that comes off very naturally. Glenn and Mara share a song together very close to the outset. People stay up all night in the studio collaborating. It felt very real.
I think people like to watch people work, ultimately, Whether you're, you know, you get it all the time. I'm driving with my girlfriend. And she's like, why are you stopping? Why are you rolling down the window? And I'm just, you know, because I'm watching these guys dig this hole and it's really interesting. And, you know, that's the foreman and that's the guy having his cup of tea. And, you know, for me, it's interesting to watch people paint paintings or compose songs. The assembly line of a song, I begin with a chorus, I hand it on to you. You come up with an idea for a middle eighth or for a, you know, an ending or an extended coda at the end. And then you add a violin. And, that, you know, that whole process I find really interesting. And I guess I wanted to explore a little bit in this film.
And I think you do explore it very, very nicely. And you introduce us to it when this very direct young woman, she's questioning the busker on the bus somewhere, nudging and nudging and nudging Glenn's character to talk about his ex. And so this vacuum cleaner repairman sings her a corny country song about what happened. I really like this moment. Let's listen to the song.
10 years ago, I fell in love with an Irish girl. She took my heart, but she went and screwed some guy that she knew. And now I'm in Dublin with a broken heart. Oh, broken-hearted Hoover fixer sucker guy. Oh, broken-hearted Hoover fixer sucker, sucker guy.
Well, there you get it. In just three lines, he's telling you the whole story.
Yeah, the idea was to cut out 4 or 5 pages of really boring dialogue. But it's also kind of developing him as a character.
Well, that's that scene that you're talking about is, to me, emblematic of what you've done here with a kind of deconstruction of the musical.
Wow, that's very flattering. But, I mean, exactly, in a way, that was the intention. It was the intention of, like, I really, 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 really want to make a musical that works. I don't want to make a self-conscious kind of film that you're going to have to suspend your disbelief and, you know, a kind of a homage-y pastiche of kind of, you know, the Gene Kelly films that we were talking about earlier on, or the MGM kind of golden age of
as much
musical.
Fun as those are. They're
as
great.
As much as fun. They are great fun, but they're fun for you and me. They're not going to be fun for a YouTube generation of people. So my challenge was, how do I have a film which looks like an independent, kind of art house, gritty, naturalistic film that is a musical. And that's you're leaving, and it's your partner or your friend that says, you know what, we just actually watched a musical. And you're going, we kind of did, actually. That's kind of weird. And that it's something that dawns on you afterwards, that it's actually exactly as you said at the very beginning of the interview, it's an old-fashioned musical.
Well, thank you all very, very much. We've been speaking with the writer and director of Once, John Carney, and also Glenn Hansard of The Frames and Czech musician Markéta Irglova. Thanks, guys, for coming in. It was just great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Cheers.
To hear a recent concert by Glenn Hansard and The Frames, and to discover more music, go to npr.org/music. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. Debbie Elliott comes back next week.